Okay, today's daf is Shabbos daf Samach Zayin Yerushalmi, and we are on Samach Vav Amud Beis. Yesterday we started the new parak, the eighth parak of Masechta Shabbos, parak Hamotzi Yayin. We spoke about issues of carrying out Hutzah and Shiurim. We spoke about Shiur in Melecha Shabbos in general, and we also spoke about Dal Kosos that came up. We spoke about drinking them all together and the headaches that some other rabbis had from Pesach to Shavuos, from Pesach to Sukkot, very important lines for Pesach. And we spoke about how learning makes one shine. We could have a whole shiur on that, but we'll move on. Says the Gemara, where we're up to about a little more than halfway down on Samach Vav Amud Beis, Luga. We are up to Luga. Amar Rabbi Chanina. Luga d'Araisa. The Lug, the biblical Lug. Lug d'Araisa. Tumunta atikta d'Muryasa d'Tziprin. Is the same shear, the lug of the Torah, is like the old measurement of tzipori of the tumnasa. The tumnasa is the old tumnasa that they used to measure muryasa is fish fat. They used to use this type of measure in tzipori. So Rabbi Chanina says that's what it, that's the measurement. Amar Rabbi Yona, chakeman alai. Rabbi Yona says, yeah, I'm familiar with that measurement. The base Rabbi Yanai, haven mechilin badvash, and Rabbi Yanai, they used to put honey in it. Okay? Good. Tani chatzi shminis tavernis hayishana. It is half of an eighth of the old Tveria kli. Again, these were the towns and the places that were familiar. Tzipori and Tveria, this is where they were. Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Yochanan comes in. Rabbi Yochanan, who was the, remember the Mar Da'asra of Tveria. Amar Rabbi Yochanan, hada didan avis. That tumunta is ours. It's didan avis. What does the Pnei Moshe say right across? Zu mida shalanu b'tveria haisa kemo kei milifnim. Yeah, what we have now is the old one, right? You say it's tatmuna tikta. Rabbi Yochanan says it's the one we have. V'lama lo amar tikta. So why didn't Rabbi Yochanan say it was old? Right? If it was so old, so why didn't he say that? Two answers. Begin to havas biyomi because they still used it, right? Even if it's old, the previous shiur b'chadina maybe was saying that. Oh yeah, it's the antique. Rabbi Yochanan, they still use it. They still use it. He wasn't going to call it old. Is da amrin or da v'zeira, but really, because it was had been a smaller shear for rabbis, and they expanded it. V'zeira, then it went back down. V'lozeira's come out the havas, but it wasn't exactly, didn't go down exactly to be the same measurement as earlier. So therefore, he didn't want to say the old one, because it wasn't exactly the same as the old one. And therefore, he didn't say old. Remember, Rabbi Yochanan is the Tveria. That was his makam. That was his makam of the center of his authority, and the Talmud Yerushalmi was mostly as we said in the Hakdama of all of these Shiurim, Rabbi Yochanan, and it came from Tveria. Really, it's called Talmud Yerushalmi, even though it's not really Yerushalayim. Really, Tveria was the center of the Jewish existence during that time, post Chorban. After it went to Yavne and went up north, Kamo Shiro Shel Kos. How big? So we mentioned already how big is the Shiur of the Kos. We spoke about Revius before, and we spoke about measurements in terms of liquid measures. So now the Gemara just adds, Rabbi Yossi b'shem Rabbi Yehuda bar Pazi, Rabbi Yossi barbun b'shem Shmuel, etzba'ayim al rum etzba mechsa, vishlish etzba. It gives the measurement in fingers, finger breaths, 2 by 2 by 1.5 1/3 finger. That's the measurement. Why is this important? Remember that Tzlachim Sachim, towards the end of Sachim, talks about these types of measurements. He puts together all the Ma'amari Chazal about measurements, and he's the one that comes up with the Chiddush that all of our measurements are much smaller today. Much smaller. It should be double the size. Double the size. Because he measured it with liquid measures, but also with his fingers, and he decided that our eggs are half the size of the previous eggs, and that's why the Noda B'Yehuda, the Mishnah Berurah, quotes the Noda B'Yehuda in the Tzlach, and says that all of our Shiurim are not big enough. And then you have to double all the Shiurim. That's based on the Noda B'Yehuda's putting together the measurements of the fingers and the liquid measures, v'chulu. His Talmud, the Tshuva Me'ava, Fleckles, writes a Tshuva where he says, my Rebbe had huge hands. He had huge hands. He went by his fingers, and his fingers were much bigger than everybody else's fingers. Right? So maybe that's why he thought everything has gotten smaller and the eggs have gotten smaller. So because the Nobi Yudha says, what? Either you got to say the eggs changed or the fingers changed. I'd rather say the eggs changed than the fingers changed. That's what he said. But others say, his Talmud said, he had very big hands. So maybe that's what changed. Either way, this is a big discussion that we've had in the past. I think Rav Asher Weiss quotes a Tshuva of the Gaonim, that says, almost all the shiurim that we have, it's hard. Like we're going through all of these shiurim, and it says it's like the Tveria this and the Tzipori this. Those are all subjective. So in 100 years from now, how are you going to know what was used? But what did Chazal use? They use things that everybody has and they'll continue to have. And there's no reason for us to think it's any different. An olive. Why do we use an olive? Why do we use a dried fig? Because those are shiurim that are forever and ever. L'chora. Right? And that's why we have those types of shiurim. Things that last. On people. Are people big or smaller? I mean, since the days of Moshe Rabbeinu, but the tefach, from the elbow to the amma, from the elbow to the tip of the finger. So I think the Tshuva Gaonim quotes that we tried, Chazal tried to use measurements, or the Tarshal Petra, to use measurements that were constant. Right? And that's why, not specifically based on, kalim like, we have here. Okay. Tani. We're talking about the shear. We spoke about the shear of wine and water. Yavesh kizai is David Rebbe Alson. What if you have congealed wine? Congealed wine, yavesh. Dry wine. Not dry wine in that sense, but really dry wine. Kizayis, the shear is a kizayis, Divrei Rabbi Nassan, because revius in liquid turns into a kizayis in solid, the Rabbi Nassan holds. Rabbanit HaKeser, Mishim Rabbi Yosef Arbun, Mishim Rabbi Yochanan, Aser, the Benassan, Krab Shimon, Rabbi Nassan goes like Rabbi Shimon in our Mishnah. Kamod Rabbi Shimon on my revius, just like Rabbi Shimon said in our Mishnah, all liquids go by a revius. Ken Rabbi Nassan on my revius, so to Rabbi Nassan says must hold a revius. Likashayikrash yebo kizayis, so that when it congeals, it will become a kezias, period. Yavesh and lach in Hilchas Shabbos are very important, right? We know the sugya of ein bishel achar bishel. Ein bishel achar bishel, we paskin, ein bishel achar bishel, even balach, even, there's the me'ikar adin, there's no bishel achar bishel, even balach. The Shulchan Aruch says that, let me say it this way. Yesh bishel achar bishel. We say that there is a problem with bishel achar bishel, me'ikar adin. Maker Adin, the Shulchan Aruch says that. The Ramah says, as long as the liquid is not totally cooled off, it's not Nisan Lagamre, then there's no Bishal Acha Bishal. Right? As long as it's not Nisan Lagamre. The question is that Maker Adin or is that a Kula? The question is how to understand that, but that's the Ramah. So that's, but the, how do you, the Taimanim hold like the Rambam that said there's ain't Bishal Acha Bishal, period. So they'll take out a soup and warm it up on the proper way that you could do it, fulfilling all the Hachzara issues as we discussed in the third parak. But the Tevanim go like the Rambam, but the Shulchan Aruch and the Rambam don't pass in that way. How do you determine whether something's dry or moist? How do you, congealed. What if somebody has congealed chicken with congealed fat around it? And when I warm it up on Shabbos, it's gonna become liquid. Right? So is that called lach or yavesh? Am I allowed to warm that up Shabbos morning in the proper way? Right? If it's gonna, so the poskim say, if it's gonna be sitting, if it's, the Mishnah Berurah says, if it's wet, it's okay. That's still called dry, as long as it's not sitting in a puddle. Right, if it's sitting in a puddle, meatballs in sauce, so that's called liquid. But if it's just moist, something has moisture, you take the meatballs out of the sauce and you just warm them up and they're moist on the sides, so that's still called yavesh. Therefore, that would be able to be. But what, how do you determine what if you take something out of the refrigerator and it's congealed, like we're talking about here? So a poskim say, Rav Shechter says this, that you go by room temperature. If something at room temperature would be solid, it's called a solid. Even if you warm it up, it'll melt. But if it's would be liquid at room temperatures, then that's that. Even though it's got an ice cube, is called lach. Okay, we continue. Rav Simon Bishir Rav Shimon Levi. Once we're talking a little bit about liquids, so we talk about dam ma'isa. Or this is a story that comes up elsewhere. It comes up in Shkalim. Ma'isa prepared the shal beis Rabbi Shabesa. There was a mule of base Rebbe. A mule might be kilai behema, but there's no isser to use kilai behema. There's an isser to create kilai behema. But once the kilai behema is created, it's not usser b'hana. It's not like kilai akarim. So if there was a prey of a Rebbe's Shemesa that died, it died, and the question was, we know there's tumas nevela. An animal that died by that shechita is tami mishum nevela. It's an avatuma. The basar of a nevela is mitami tumas nevela. The bones and the nails and the hoofs and the items that are not so edible, that's not mitami mishum nevela. So what about blood? Is blood like the basar, or is blood like everything, all the other parts of the nevela? That's the question. So the animal, the peridav Rebbe died, v'tiru dama mishum nevela, and they said tahar. And they said tahar, the blood was tahar, The blood was Rabbi Shem Nevela. But they weren't sure why Rebbe said it was Tahar. Rebbe Elazar Shal, or why the base Rebbe? Rebbe Elazar Shal, Rebbe Simon, Ad Kama. Rebbe Elazar asked Rebbe Simon, well, how much blood was there? Meaning, what was he asking, in a sense? Was he asking, you know, is blood like basar or not? And then if blood is like basar, then it would be mitame, or is it just like, maybe it's not mitame. Or was it mitahir because it wasn't enough blood? I mean, that was the question, right? Maybe blood is like bones and, you know, hooves, and that even if you have a lot of blood, it's going to be tahar. It's not going to be mitame mishum nevela. Or was it tahar because there wasn't a kezias? There wasn't a kezias. You need a kezias of basar in order to be mitame. So that was the question. Ad kama. And Rabbi Simon did not answer Rabbi Lazar. Didn't answer the question. So he says, okay, I'll go to a different person. Shalom Rabbi Shimon Levi. So he asked Rabbi Shimon Levi. He said, well, there wasn't enough. It was less than a revius. It was less than a revius. And less than a revius. Why is this here? Because we were just talking about revius and kezias connections. So that's why the shear was, oh, up until a revius is going to be tar, more than a revius is going to be tummy, because that would be a kezias if it was solid. So you see here also the revius and kezias connection. But after Rabbi Shimon Levi gave Rabbi Elazar the answer, Lubas, Rabbi Elazar, right? And Rabbi Elazar was upset at Rev Simon. To lo chazer le Rev Shimon mi mishmuasa, right? And he was upset that he didn't get an answer from the first Rebbe, right? And there, Rev Simon, right? That's what the gear says, switch to Rev Simon. Mishwasa, why didn't he tell me the answer? Right? I'm sure he didn't assume that he didn't know the answer, but he didn't give him the answer for some reason. Okay, but that's the connection of Kizayas and Revius. We'll talk more about Tumas Nevela. Let's just read the sugya first. Rabbi Bibi, Abi Yosef, Masni Adein Uvda. Rabbi Bibi also was sitting, and he was going over this story. The story of the Preda Beis Rebbe. Amalei Rav Yisrael Bar Kahana. And Rav Yisrael Bar Kahana asked him this same kind of question. Ad Rav Yistar Yosef Mikan Tamei. Right? Is it true that it was only because it was too little of a shear? But really, Dam and Avela is like Basar and it should be Tamei? Right? Is that true? Ubayit Lebe. And he just, Rav Bibi just asked the question of Rav Yisrael Bar Kahana. Ubayit, literally, but means he kicked him. So does that mean literally he kicked him? Or he just didn't answer. It's as if he rejected him. Ubay, see the bad bay in the carbon ha'eda on the second skinny line. Ubad bay, Rav Bibi, v'dachaf osaba sandalo. Literally, he pushed him away with his foot. Lishtach rida garba. He just growled at him. And he was like, I'm not going to answer you. So Amar le Rav Zrikad, begid the shalacha ad bad bay. Well, he asked you a kasha. You get so upset. Somebody asks you a question. Alacha, you thought it was such a bad question, right? What are you doing? Amar le. I wasn't focused. I had other things on my mind. And therefore, you know, I was nervous. I was nervous about what? It wasn't like you might have thought like he was nervous. He was thinking about Torah. Like sometimes there are stories in the Shas about our Moraim who walked outside the Tchum because they didn't even realize where they were being Osik in Torah. But here he said, no, no, no. He was worried about his Parnassah. And therefore he was nervous. I wasn't thinking straight. So I didn't mean to do that. Where do you see that? Kidamah Reb Chanan, like Reb Chanan says. The Pasuk says, V'hayu chayecha tzluim l'cha mineged, right, the Pesachim in the Tochacha, in Kisavo. Your life will be hanging in the balance. Tzluim l'cha mineged. Who is that referring to? Your life will hang in the balance. Zahalokeh chitim l'shana. That's somebody who buys chitim once a year. Meaning, you don't have your own private stash, so you have to rely on others. And every year, you're going to know, like, what am I going to do next year? Right? This year I have it. What am I going to do next year? Ufachat alayla v'yomam. What's the next phrase? And you're in fear night and day. Zalokeach min asidki. That's somebody who, you know, has to buy in piecemeal, little by little, because you don't know what's going to be. V'otamin b'chayecha zalokeach min apalta. That somebody has to buy from the baker daily. Every day. You don't know what's going to be tomorrow. So, v'ana samech l'paltira. And Rav Yisrael Bar Kahana says, I'm that guy. I'm in the last category. I mean, I just go from day to day, so I'm just, so he said, right, I'm always nervous and focused on this. I wasn't listening, wasn't clear, listening to the Shaila. Amazing that this is, one of the great Amoraim that's talking that somebody was talking to me in Torah, and I couldn't focus, right? This is also partially why, remember, this is the question that Rav Shimon Bar Yochai's Talmidim asked him, right? Remember, Yuma Ayin Vav, Ayin Vav, around there. The Gemara says there. Well, this is the Mun Gemara. Right? There's two daf here in Yuma about the Mun. So Shaul Talmidav is Rishon Mayachai. Mipnei Malo Yoralem Yisrael Mun Pamachas Bashana. Why do we get the Mun once a year? Every day you have to go out and get it. Well, if you were tzaddik, it came to your doorstep. But why the Mun fall once every day and not once a year? Three answers in the Gemara. Number one, Amar Lam Emshalachem Mashal. Mashal Amadav Adom Elamelech Basav Adom. You have a human king. Sheishlo Ben Echad. He has one prince. Pasak Lam Zanosav Achad Hashana. He gives him his allowance once a year. Lohay Amakva Bnei Avil. Upon Machad Hashana, he only comes to visit his father once a year when he's going to get the allowance. Amad Upasak Mizanosav B'chol Yom. He changes the rules. He says, son, I'm only giving you each day what you need for that day. Come tomorrow, I'll give it to you tomorrow. So he got it that his son comes to see him every day. Af Yisrael, Mishieshlo Arba v'chamisha banim, who doeg v'omer shemelo yered manlamachar. Right? Past performance is no guarantee for future results. I think that was like an ad one time for some companies. Right? So, just because the mun fell today doesn't mean it's going to fall tomorrow. So they had a daven every day. They had a hope and think about a Kaddish Baruch Hu every day. V'dimsu kula mesim barav. Nimsu kula mechavim eslibam laviim shreshamayim. Right? Hashem put everyone in the category of palter. Lokeach mana palter. Hashem's the best palter, right? Making the mun, right? So, but that's this is the first answer that Rav Shimon bar Yochai gave his students. There were others. Unusual answers. He wanted them to eat it when it was hot. I don't know, Hashem could have made it hot even if it fell once a year. He could have made that nace. Right? Or, you don't want to do a nace every day. Masiya derech, he didn't want them to schlep it. He could have made it light. Okay, either way, but the first answer is the most fundamental. Okay, we continue. So, the Gemara gets back to the issue and says, by the way, we brought up this blood, and we said blood, kezayis, revias, that's why it was brought up. But once we ask the question, what's the halacha? What's the halacha about dam, whether dam, nevela, is metame, is an avatumma like basor, or it's like the other parts of the animal? Maikadun, so what's the answer? So heyed, Rabbi Yehuda ben Meseira. Rabbi Yehuda ben Meseira was meyed. So you see that word heyed, so you know it's from idios, right? All the Mishnayos, idios starts off with the word heyed, before each couple of Mishnayos. Rabbi Yeshua ben Meseira was meyed, aldam nevelos, shehu tahor, star. Star meaning it's like the bones and the nails and the hoofs. Ma, the Gemara says, who says that that's what Rabbi Yehuda ben Meseira means? That it's totally tahar and it's not an avatum at all. Maybe mahu tahar, tahar milahachshir. Maybe tahar just means it's not machshir lekabel tuma. Because it's not similar, right? The seven liquids, one of them is dam, but maybe this dam isn't the type of dam that's machshir lekabel tuma. Not all dams are machshir lekabel tuma, only certain types of dam. So maybe that's all Rabbi Yehuda ben Meseira means. Tahar milahachshir, holatamas batame. Maybe it is batame. It is an avatuma. So that lashon of the Mishnah in Idiyos is not a raya. Tamataninan, but there's another Mishnah. It's a Mishnah in Machshirin. The Mishnah in Machshirin says, Dama sheretz kibsaro, the blood of a sheretz, right? One of the creepy crawlies. One of the eight shrutzim, rodents, different types of pshatim about what each one is. The blood is like its basar. Mitame veino machshir. It's mitame. It's one of the avos atumas, but it's not machshir lekabel tuma. The elon kayotziba, and there's nothing like dam sheretz. So we think that means that there's nothing like dam sheretz. There's nothing else that has its dam like its basar. So again, raya, nothing else has its dam like its basar. Usually, dam is not like the basar. So dam nevela is tahar. So Gemara says, no, maybe that's not what it means. Ein lano kayotziba kishir tumaso. No, it means there's no other dam that has the shear of its tumah, meaning, and remember, a sheretz is metame ka'adasha, right, the size of a lentil seed. So that's all the Mishnah means. The Mishnah means there's no other blood that's metame the size of a lentil seed. Avol damo metame kibsaro, but there are others that the dam is metame, like its basar. So again, we try to bring a raya from Idios, knocked out the raya. Try to bring a raya from Machshirin, knocked out the raya. Amar of Yosef, Sir of Yosef says, maybe it's a machlokas. Madamar tame krebi Yehuda, tar krebi Yeshua ben Meseira. Maybe the one that says Tami is like Rabbi Yehuda, the one that says Tar, like Rabbi Meseira, like your earlier Mishnah. Amar le Rav Avduma Nechisa V'yos. Right, Rav Duma, the one that went down to Bavel all the time. V'yos, that is correct. That is correct. Why? Why do you say it's correct that you say that Reb Shua Ben-Bazir was the one that was explicit in Idias. Why would you think that Reb Yehuda is the one that says Tamei? Reb Yehuda Muryana Denashi Yahaveh. Reb Yehuda is the posek of the base Rebbe, the base bais of the Nasi. And what do we say in the story? This whole thing started. The Mule base Rebbe, what was the answer? Yeah, it wasn't enough. It wasn't enough. Meaning if it was enough, it would be Tamei. And that's how you know Reb Yehuda is the one that says Tamei. Period. End of that. So yeah, what are we paskin? What are we paskin? After the dust settles, we try to bring a Rayatar a few times and we rejected that, and then we say it's a machlokes, Reb Yehuda, Reb Yehuda ben Meseira, the Raman paskin's tahar. Raman paskin's tahar. If you look in Hilchas Shar Avos Atumos, right? The Raman, again, another Rambam creation, right? The Rambam created, you have Tumas Meis, and then you have Tumas Saras, right? Because those two are even Metame Ba'ohel, those have their separate halachas, and then the Rambam has Hilchas Shar Avos Atumos, three mitzvahs asay. Three mitzvahs I say. What are the sharavas atumas? The din of tumas nevela, tumas sheretz, and tumas shechvazera. And avodah zara is matami kisheretz midrabanan. But the Rambam there says, if you look in Perek Aleph Halacha Dalid, dam nevela eino matami kinevela. Ela hariyu kemashkin tmeim sheino matami adam velo kelim minatora. It's not matami daraisa. Dam is like the other parts of the animal. What's interesting, which I'll just mention now, and that is the Rambam counts Din Tumas Nevela as one of the 613. Right? He counts Tumos as one of the 613. And Tumas Sheretz, what it's a mitzvah to become Tami Nevela. Mitzvah come Tami Sheretz. Din Tumas Shechva Zera. The Ramban jumps on the Rambam and says, what are these mitzvahs? These are halachos. Right? If you become Tami, Mishum Nevela, so then, you know, to make you Tame. Right, but why count this as a mitzvah? So if you look in the Rambam, this is the Rambam Shita in mitzvah say tzadivav. The Rambam knows that this is a chiddush. The Rambam explains himself. The Rambam says, mitzvah tzadivav. Since sivan ulios kolish nogea benevela tame. If you touch a nevela, a dead, an animal that died without shchita, or mitzvah zot tichlo tumas nevela chodineha. Vani es karata hakdama. Let me give you a little introduction, says the Rambam. Roi shenizkar osa b'chol eish shenizkar mimini tumas. And it's appropriate to mention it whenever you talk about tumah v'tahara. So we're fulfilling the Rambam's words from 800 years ago. Rambam, you said it's appropriate? Okay, so it's appropriate. That's what we're doing. Vehu shezu shenimne mikol min mitzvah saseh. Every tumah is a mitzvah saseh. Every area of tumah in halacha is a mitzvah saseh. A mitzvah doesn't have to mean this is what you should do. No, a world of tumah. Meaning, if this is what happens, this is what you do. Ein inyano shiniyu chayavin lehi tamei betumah hahi. The fact that I count this as a mitzvah zaseh does not mean that I'm telling you, you need to become tamei mishum shechvazera. Velo gam kein sheniyah anachnu musharin mehi tamei ba. V'dei mitzvah lo zaseh. And it's not that there's an iser, unless you're a kohen and it's tamei meis. There's no iser not to become tamei. Amnam hatorah amra. Ki mishe naga ba zeh amin yitamei. Ozeh adar v'metamei al toar kach l'mishe naga bo. V'hu mitzvah zaseh klomar shezeh hadin shenis tavinu bo mitzvah zaseh. It's a mitzvah, the Rambam says, the Rambam's chiddush. You count areas of halacha as mitzvahs. Right? I'm just parenthetically, another mashal, toin v'nitan. The Rambam counts it as a mitzvah, I say. The laws of toin v'nitan, mod b'miksas, and all the, kofar b'kol, all the different details of toin v'nitan. That's a mitzvah. What's a mitzvah to go to Bezdin? That's a separate mitzvah of dinim. No, the Rambam counts areas of halacha as mitzvahs. V'hu amro, mishenaga b'kach, al torah kach, v'kach nitma, mishenayakach, lo nitma. V'adavar ba'atzmo, rishus. Im yirtze yatame, v'im lav lo yatame. Right? You're in the, I don't know, you're a collector. If you're one of those guys that have like, I don't know, the horns of the moose, right? The moose in your living room over the fireplace. So you see a dead animal in the forest. You're allowed to touch it. There's no iser. There's no mitzvah. Right? It's a rishus. Lashon sifra, ubin elasam lo sigo. Yachalim naga adam lo nevela yilke, tamalomar, ula ela titamo. Yachalim ro adam nevela yilech vitam ela, tamalomar, ubin elasam lo sigo. Ketzad, avi omer zeh rishus. By mitzvah zos, shenem ralona bedin zeh, v'chulun he continues. And the Ramban jumps on the Rambam and says, what are you talking about? On this mitzvah tzadivav. He says, that's wrong. You don't count, areas of halacha. You don't count areas of halacha. And he quotes other rayas. He says, you don't count Mumin, right, all the dinim of Bali Mumin, that you're not there. You, many dinim in Meseches Becharos. What's a mum, what's not a mum? You don't count that as a separate area of halacha, a separate mitzvah. So Rambam would have to be mechalek. Mumin are a detail in Karbanos, and he counts all the Karbanos. But tumah, tumah betara. So, okay, I mean, this is a labedik sugya about tumah betara. Okay, we continue. So that's tumah space, but the Rambam paskin tahar here. Tani, we continue. Tani dam. How much dam to carry out? Can they lichalai nachas enough to color? I guess they use dam to some type of salve for an eye ailment. One eye. Rabbi Yosi, Rabun, Mishim, Rabbi Yochanan, bedam atalif shano. That's actually about bat blood is good for that. Period. Chalav hadadat amra. The Mishnah said, we said this already yesterday for the Pnei Moshe. The Mishnah said milk for one gulp. One gulp of milk. That's the significant amount to carry out. That's like kosher milk. But non-kosher milk, you go by using it as an eye medication. Dvash, how much honey? Hadadat amar bahenatiki. Old honey. That's when you use the shear for, right? What was the shear of honey? We said in the Mishnah. Honey. Oh, to put on a wound. To put on the wound at the back of the animal. But aval bram ha behind the done, but the our new honey, right? We eat it as we yesterday. Kidei letabel, switch the girsa in order to spice pesakala. Good, because new honey used to eat old honey. The honey is one of those things that people say never goes bad. It does. There are certain things I checked Rabbi Google before this year, right? There are some things that it could become really pretty rotten and putrid. Even honey. But here the Gemara talks about old and new. Shemen, because they lost a chaver katan, oil to smear on a little limb. Obovad, aver katan, shal katan ben yomo. A little baby, the small finger of a little baby. Right? A very, very little honey. Maim din lasho vezakilores, water to smear on, for an eye ailment. Amar belazar, hadadat amar, bi ilain maya, detala. That's talking about water that's like from dew. And therefore, that's what it's good for. But the water that we have, that we use, right, there are other usages that are more common than putting it on the eye, like drinking and washing. So, water that we have, enough to rinse the grinder, which is a very little bit. Remember, whenever you have two shiurim, you go by the smaller one, when there are two usages. Period. All other liquids are ravias, the Mishnah said, and anything you pour out, any wastewater is ravias. What does that mean? What does Rav Chisda mean by the shofachin is ravias? We're talking about when you pour it from house to house. What does that mean? So I'm going to go with the Netziv's, the Meromi Sada here. The Netziv has a pshat, which says, we're talking about a case where you're pouring water into like another room. Maybe you're not going to drink it, but you're still going to use it for some reason. So you're like storing it in another room. Says the Netziv, if you're just pouring it outside because you don't want it out, so then, says the Netziv, that would be a malach nesuich lagufa, right? Because you're just taking it out because you don't want it here. Therefore, you're not going to be chayv at all, right? That's how the Netziv understands this line. The Mishnah, where there's a shear of it, is only where you're moving it from one house to another house and you still have some usage for you. If it has no usage for you and you're just pouring it out, so then that's not going to be chayv at all because I'm lachin esrich legufa. There are other pshatim here on the page, but that's what the Meromi Sada says. Rabbi Shimon Omer kulam beravias. Rabbi Shimon says all of the liquids are beravias. Meshivin chacham Rabbi Shimon. Efshal omer dvash beravias v'chomets beravias. Really, Rabbi Shimon? The most expensive type of liquid like honey and the least expensive like vinegar, it's all the same shear? So Rabbi Shimon says, yeah. Just like all food are combined, kigrogeris, switch the girsa, right, for a dried fig, all different foods, right, if it's a big steak and it's some other inferior type of food, kain ofanan islan kolamashkim starfin lorvias. All liquids could combine, just like all foods could combine. Lo nemru kolashirim elu ela lamatzni ehen. The Mishnah ended off with this line. All these shirim are said for those who specifically hide them away. The question is that the previous Mishnah had said that the Daf Samach Dalid, that if it's for a matzniya, even a kol shehu. So what does this line mean? That all these shiurim are lamatzniyehen. So the Gemara is going to answer basically that this last line is a hemshach of Rabbi Shimon's statement, as we explained it. Amar Rabbi Mana, so we're going to switch the girsa. Lamatzniyehen. It's talking about for matzniyehen, according to the Rabbanan Shita, kol shehen. Right? According to the Rabbanan, for matzniyeh, and it goes by kol shein, right? And that's the Mishnah here, as we said, is a hemshach of Reb Shimon's opinion. But Tani Kain al, we're just going to switch the names. But Tani Kain al de Rabbanan, according to the Rabbanan Shita, lo nemer kol shiurim elu ela lemotziehen. All shiurim are for average people. All the shiurim are given for average people. Hala matzniyeh, but kol shein. If you focus on this and you put it away, then it's even a tiny amount of kol shehu. But Tani Kain al de Reb Shimon, And the other sheet is Rabbi Shimon Shita. Lo nemru kol shiurim ha'elu ela l'matzniyein. All the shiurim are for those who hide it away. Halamotziyein b'ravias. But as he says, all liquids for stam people go by a ravias, which is a bigger than the shiurim listed for the others. Period. Okay, machlokas tana. Next Mishnah. Halacha base. Hamotzi chevel. How much rope do I have to carry out? Kedei la'asos m'mena oz on l'kupa. Enough to make a handle for a basket. Gemi, a reed. Kedei la'asos t'layin. Enough l'chvara. To make a hook. Like a little circle thing that I got a hook for a sieve, which is smaller. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, kedei la'asos m'mena midas min alakatan. Enough gemi, enough reed to measure the foot of a little boy to see what his shoe size is. Right? They used to take a grass and, oh, this is the size of the foot. They used to bring that reed to the shoemaker and they got a shoe that size. That's what they used it for. Niyar paper, kedei luchtov alav kesher mochsin. Enough paper to write a receipt of when I paid the taxes, kesher mochsin, hanamotzi, kesher mochsin chayiv. I mean, if you take out a kesher mochsin, you're chayiv. So, the Rishonim, Tosfos, Shabbos Ayin Ches. If you take out a blank piece of paper that could fit a kesher mochsin, you're chayiv. So obviously, if you take out an actual kesher mochsin, you're going to be chayiv. So Tosfos says, this is even if you write a kesher mochsin on other materials that usually you need a bigger amount for, like ore, or something like that. So then, that's the chiddush, that a kesher mochsin, even on these other materials, make it significant. Make it significant, even the smaller amount. Near machuk, what if you have paper that's already used? It's rubbed out so you can't use it again. Enough to put as a bottle cap on a bottle of a perfume. This chevel is only by soft and it can be used for a handle for a basket. The hard material, right? The hard rope, enough to use in a fire. Nami, to cook. Gemi, kedei la'asos t'loy enough l'chavra, hadadat amar behin gavya. That's only by the inner, softer layer. Bram behin birya, like the outer layer. Bram is outside. Kedei la'asos shnei batim l'nafal l'chavra, in order to make the loops for your sifter. Tini hutsin, palm branch, kedei la'asos ozen l'kvifa mitzris, enough palm branch to make a handle for a Egyptian basket. Hadadat amar be'ilim richichaya, by the soft ones. Bram be'ilim kishaya, by the hard ones. Kedei la'asos svura, to make the rim of the basket, because you use a harder material for that. Hotzi shnei nitzarim chayev. If you take out shnei two nitzarim, you are going to be chayev. What are nitzarim? They're types of kalim that are made out of palm, right? Chayev. Tori dekel shnayim. Also, tori dekel, different type of kli. Zemoros lenetia. If you take out vines for planting, two. Imla behem shnayim. Imla behem akum lapigdi. If you take it out for an animal to eat, the mouth, enough to fill a mouth of a goat. Imla eitzim, if you're taking it out for firewood, kishir eitzim, like the shear of wood, as we'll get to later. Hotzi shtei nimin, mizanav asos, mizanav aparap. You take out two little strands of a tail of a horse or a cow, chayiv, shkei maskinin osan l'neshavim. That's good enough, because they use those for traps. Zife chazi, or hair of a pig, is tani tani shtayim, is tani tani achas. One or two. Mandamar shtayim be'ilin rechichsa. One that says two is by the soft ones, because they're used together. Mandamar achas be'ilin kishyasa. The hard one that says one, talking about the harder ones, because even one can be used as a something sharp. Galinim, pits of dates, linetia, if you're going to plant them in the ground too. Imla behem, if you're going to give it for animal to eat, kamal lepi chazir, because chazirs eat them. Kama hu mali piv, how much could you fit? Achas, only one. Acher momrim cheshbon chamesh. If you're taking out these pits in order to use for counting, you want to count, so you're going to count all of your money or whatever it is, and whenever you get to 10, you're going to put one pit aside, and you'll know each pit is symbolic. So, cheshbon chamesh. Hotzi siya ezo v'karanis, these types of hyssops, imlo ochlin kagogris, because all food goes by grogris. Imlo behema kemalo pigdi, for an animal to eat, you go by the mouth of a goat. Imla eitzim, kashir eitzim. Imla hazaya, if you're going to use the hyssop for paraduma, kishir azaya. Then you go by the shir of azaya, which you have to know hilchos paraduma to know that. Period. We'll stop there by Rabbi Yehuda.